So how have you done that? You've mentioned a couple of things, and I'm interested. You know, there's some golden nuggets that I can see here. You know, you said you learned how to conduct virtual meetings. What are the things that you've changed, for one thing? You know?
In the first place, I think to be very, very clear before each virtual meeting, you know, about the exact objectives. And number two, a lot of these virtual meetings, we still do them on video, you know, instead of just on calls. So you don't entirely have to lose that component. I have kids abroad and I talk to them all the while and I talk to them on video and I've kept those connections going on for the last 3 years of, no, sorry, for the last, starting with my daughter first went 7 years ago. And I've just had to take these on to, you know, these meetings and let your whole personality continue to come out as well. So in the past, whenever we had conference calls, we used to have, you know, voice calls more than video calls. Now we seem to be doing more video calls because it's important to have that connection. And in some ways, it's actually, you know, enhanced the relationship because in the past, you may have been talking to a voice. Now you're talking to a face and a person. And those things, you know, are some of the examples of how it's worked. Yeah. But in order to be more effective, while we always had a focus on objectives in the past, right now I think we've zoomed. I personally, at least, have zoomed in a lot more, being a lot clearer about what we want to accomplish, and doing it, you know, in a much warmer way than I probably might have done in the past when it was just an audio call.
Well, that's interesting because I'm finding in my team meetings, you know, in my management style, humor, believe it or not, is a part of my currency as a leader. And I'm finding that is working really well with the team, you know, just to keep them engaged. And, you know, we've got a job on, but guys, we're humans and, you know, we can still do this in a fun way. So you mentioned the other one that you said was you need people need to be clear on their roles. What have you changed there?
Well, I think, you know, for me personally in the past, it's all one big team. And, you know, I may not have been as clear about what work is being done by this person versus the other person and where a handover needs to take place because you're in contact all the while, you're sitting beside somebody else perhaps, and it's taken for granted a lot more that will happen. In the new world right now, you know, you actually have to be very clear so that things don't fall through the cracks. And I really spell out quite clearly, you know, so you're going to be doing exactly this, that, and okay, and that person's going to be doing that, and where is the overlap, and how are you going to, you know, ensure that, you know, you hand the ball over at the right time. So, yeah, that's been a weakness in myself maybe in the past, and I've sharpened that.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's another adjustment.
Yeah, I think you and I have got some similarities there. You know, it's just I think I'm relatively engaging in meetings, but now, let's say the pre-COVID world, but now I'm finding that there's a much higher level of specificity, right? Not only on who needs to do what, you understand, and just building a sense of urgency on deadlines. You know, and I think that's a major something that's had an impact on me.
And I find, George, that, you know, for a lot of these meetings, I'm actually having to prepare a lot more thoroughly. It's forcing me to do that. One of the reasons is because, as you say, in person, you can be a little bit more engaging in different ways. You can pace up and down and so on and so forth. But right now, you're having people actually, you know, constantly sit down in most instances. In the past, you could have used flip charts and whiteboards, and you still can to a certain extent, except that I don't have one working from home. Absolutely, you have to prepare a lot harder. You have to think more carefully about what you want to say as you do these things. You have to, you know, as a leader, you owe it to your team to enhance what would ordinarily be a lot drier session. Like, for example, in the past, a lot of the time when you have an audio call, you know, you might actually be on your laptop, and while it's not, you know, not something that is concerns you, you might do something else that's a little bit distracting to yourself. But now with these video calls in particular, you know, you have to prepare a lot more to make sure that your team is fully engaged. And for me, I find that I'm putting a lot more work into that.
Yeah, that's really good points. In fact, we are, as we speak, developing an offering around leading teams in a virtual environment, in a virtual world. And what you're saying is really resonating. I love what you said about people being clear on their roles and responsibilities and their handovers. And, you know, you can't use flip charts, but there is some technology to do that as well. That's great. Mm-hmm. So apart from what we've said so far, have there been any other new skills that you've had to learn?
I think I've become a lot more digitally competent in the last few weeks. You know, I found that I could do things that I didn't know how to do in the past, you know, how to set up my own WebEx call instead of having to depend on my assistant or secretary to help me with that. Even, you know, before the travel ban, and you had to, you know, I had claims and stuff like that, and having to put those claims in, file your own reports, all of those things are things that, you know, I've learned to do a lot better. So from that perspective, I think the main skills that I've had to learn really for myself are how to be a more digitally independent and competent. And I've also learned how to use new tools. You know, we use Teams. I don't know whether you use that a lot, but we use Teams. Yeah, and it's an excellent tool. We've had it for a long time, but I haven't really used it as much. But it's really been, I think, you know, things have changed a lot for me in that sense, in a positive way. I'm really glad I've developed these skills. But I would say primarily in terms of skills, it's more on the technical and digital skills that I've had. As a leader in terms of skills, I don't think I've had to really learn new skills. I'm sure we constantly do that, but I can't put my finger on something that I've, you know, that stands out from a people skills perspective, except that for what I've told you about finding new ways to engage people when you're not in front of them in, you know, in a team setting.
Yeah, so if I can summarize Ramesh Kumar, you know, in the post-COVID world, he's always been a very warm guy and a great leader, but the difference is he's gone from warm to uber warm, and from and from sort of tech aware to tech savvy.
Yeah, I think I've become a lot more tech savvy. You have no idea how illiterate I was before that. But yeah, I'm glad. These are good things.